In this next podcast, we will look at the idea of the Trinity. The Trinity at times can be a very complicated thing to explain. The idea being that there are three beings in one, the same but different. The idea of a Trinity, the word Trinity means three. So in simple terms, the concept of the Trinity is there are three persons, all of which are God. The idea of the Trinity is a mystery, and Christians accept that this is a difficult thing to explain in words, especially to people whom are not Christian. The idea that God has different forms to religions such as Judaism and Islam, which believe in the idea simply of the one God, this can be quite difficult to explain. But I'll have a go at trying to explain it. So the idea being that the Trinity is three people in one. This is a very idea that the clover leaf, if we think about a clover leaf, it's got three leaves on its body. We think about the idea of three blind mice, all the same, all following each other, all three of them blind, but the same, but three different people. So here are some ideas to just think about when thinking about the idea of the Trinity. The one idea of the Trinity, one catchphrase or words that are used, if you want to say, that Christians use to describe it: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So God is not a physical being, although one person of the Trinity, i.e. Jesus, the Son, does have a physical presence in history. They are all God, both Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So this can be complicated when trying to explain this as a theory, but I'll try and simplify it. The Trinity describes all three of the following at once. There is only one God. Each person in the Trinity is fully God. The persons of the Trinity are not the same. So God is at the top. If you want to use a triangle to think about this, if you're thinking about drawing a diagram, God would be at the top of the triangle. God the Father. Christians believe that the first person of the Trinity is God the Father. The Lord's Prayer, a prayer Jesus taught his disciples and which is commonly used in worship, begins with the words, "Our Father who art in heaven." This suggests that God resides in heaven. God the Father is believed to be the creator of the earth and all living things on it. As the creator of life, he acts as a good father would towards his children, or in this case, his creations. He is believed to be all-powerful, omnipotent, all-loving, omnibenevolent, omnijust, as we talked about earlier, but some other qualities, such as all-knowing, omniscient, and present everywhere, omnipresent. So God is the central figure of the Trinity. The second person of the Trinity is referred to as God the Son, or the Son of God. This would be Jesus. Jesus was an incarnate of God on earth. Incarnate means carbon copy, that Jesus was both fully human but also fully God whilst he was on earth. The third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. Christians believe that once Jesus had left the earth, God sent the Holy Spirit to influence, guide and sustain the earth and all life on it. The Holy Spirit is believed to be the unseen power of God at work in the world in the past, present and future. Some may refer to the Holy Spirit as God, but in spirit form. The Holy Spirit has been mentioned in many times in Scripture. For example, the Holy Spirit is mentioned as the person who, or the being that enters Mary. And the angel Gabriel describes, of course, as we know, the Holy Spirit entering Mary, conceiving the Son of God, Jesus. So what are some quotes that could be linked to the Trinity? "The Helper is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father would send in my name." This quote would tell us about God sending the Holy Spirit to do his work. Another quote could be, "This is my Son, whom I am well pleased." This again would refer to Jesus being the Son of God. Also, another quote would be, "When Jesus was being baptized, a voice from heaven said, 'You are my Son.' This would seem to indicate again that God was letting the disciples of Jesus know that he was indeed his son. Also, additionally, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. This could suggest that the Holy Spirit assisted God in creation. Finally, a quote would be that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Often in the Gospel of John, this chapter is in the Gospel of John, this could be describing also that Jesus was involved alongside God in the creation of everything that we know today. So to recap this topic, the idea of the Trinity, three persons, there is only one God, each person of the Trinity is fully God, but each person of the Trinity are not the same. Once again, to re-emphasize the point, Christianity is a monotheistic religion. There is only one God, Jesus being the Son of God, the Holy Spirit being the Spirit form of God.